You know, until we get to that ugly news, let's get to one of the brighter spots of everybody's Wednesday. Ladies and gentlemen, he's the voice of the Virginia Tech Hokies, brought to you by Cowan Gates. John Lazor joining us from Miami, where tonight Virginia Tech will be taking on the Hurricanes, 9 o'clock. You can hear the call, 96.1 The Planet. I guess it was last year, you were in Miami. The sun was coming up. You were sipping OJ on the veranda, looking at yachts. So how's the view in the Sunshine State today, my friend?
Well, first things first, special rooms in hell for special people. That's the best lead-in you've ever had to me, my friend. But it's exactly the same, actually. We're at a different hotel with a different veranda, but the weather is exactly the same, and that is precisely what I'm doing at the moment in a waffle robe.
Oh, you got the robe on. I'm a big robe guy in the hotel.
Big waffle robe guy. It's got to be the waffle robe.
All right. I don't mind the waffle or the big fluffy one. I don't know. I always feel like a VIP. I kind of feel Hugh Hefner-ish when I roll in and there's a robe there. Now,
first thing I bought when I got this job, Pottery Barn, big waffle robe.
There you go, kids. Uncle John's advice of the day, waffle robes. Let's talk some basketball here because it's been a week off since the last time this team got blasted. They got cavalanched by Virginia. You were there. You saw it. They looked like a team that needed a break a week ago.
Yeah, they did. Cavalanched. I like that, by the way. That's like tsunami, but that's pretty much what happened because as Buzz Williams and I talked about and Mike Burnup and I did too, you could see it from the first possession on that their guards, particularly Seth Allen, had been playing so well, were just overwhelmed by the swarming nature of the defense in the half court from Virginia. And you're right. Buzz Williams talked about that openly. He took the blame. When we talked extensively on Monday, I think I just heard you play a clip of that in the sports update, where he just said, I let this team get away from its identity, which is basically scrappy. And you could see that, and I felt like you could feel it. I didn't necessarily want to be the one that said it. But last year, you just played wide open, and you didn't feel like you had anything to prove to anybody. And sure, you had deficiencies, not quite as dramatic when you had Kerry Blackshear in terms of interior depth and your ability to rebound against some of these teams and also stop the ball in the paint. But this year I felt like he saw those more openly and tried to make changes that also took away some of the strengths of this team where he was cutting off his nose despite his face. And I think he's realized that as well. So I'm very interested to see what we'll get from the Hokies tonight defensively against the Miami team that also, like the Hokies, likes to get downhill against you.
It's John Lazor joining us, brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff and there for you in any case. Hokies in Miami tonight where I admit, I look at Joe Lenardi, I look at Jerry Palm every week, and they do the breakdown. Right now, you got Virginia Tech and Miami, for those who aren't paying attention. They're 8th and 9th in the ACC, and Lenardi's got them both in their work left to do category. Now, he's got both, and they're similar. There's work left to do for both. They're both near or around or in the top 50 RPI, but this is bigger, I guess. Well, I shouldn't say it. From the Virginia Tech angle, it's bigger because it's a road win if they can get it. And it's also about Miami trying to get a better RPI win and protecting home court advantage.
Yeah, I think when you look back at it, when it's all said and done, each of these teams is going to look back at tonight as a big night. It's not a must win for either of them because you have some opportunities to make up for it, but those opportunities are more difficult than it is to beat the team standing right in front of you tonight. So an interesting situation, and obviously one that I think you're concerned about if you're rooting for the Hokies or if you are the Hokies, because quite simply, you haven't been able to capture that effort and that level of intensity on the road really at any time, save for maybe Clemson. But I didn't even feel as though Tech played that well defensively in that game and were fairly fortunate to win that you've had at home. And they've looked like a completely different team at home. So Joe Lenardi's right. This is a team that has somewhat of a tournament profile, but it needs another win or two or three that make a statement, and it needs another four or five, obviously, big picture to get in. And this is one that you feel like is gettable. I think you're going to know a tremendous amount more about where this basketball team will be headed when we talk again next week, Wes, because you've got winnable road games today, and you've got another one at Pittsburgh next Tuesday. So the Hokies play four games in 12 days, and they need to win at least two of them. And one of those is Virginia at home, which is going to be tremendously challenging, and another one is Louisville on the road, which is even maybe more so.
What do you make of this Miami team? Because I'm looking here, and you just kind of go back. They go back. They squeak by Boston College. They blow out Pitt. They get blown out by Wake Forest. So what do you make of the Hurricanes?
Well, last year when we talked about Miami, it was all about Sheldon McClellan and Angel Rodriguez and the discipline that having a pair of very experienced guards gave you. And I think a lot of people wanted to focus on the offensive end and what they were capable of. But I think when you look at this Miami team, Wes, you bring in a guy as talented as Bruce Brown and you bring up essentially Jaquan Newton to that starting point guard spot, you don't really fall off a ton offensively. Those guys are both capable of doing similar style things. They might not be as gifted in terms of their all-around game at this point, but the letdown for Miami where they're not quite as capable as they were last year's on the defensive end, that by no means means that they're not a talented team. And I think a lot like the Hokies, I actually had this conversation with Jeff Reynolds, one of the assistants on Buzz's staff, last night at dinner. And I said, what do you see when you see this team? And he said largely what I've seen, and that's a team like Virginia Tech that on any particular night when all the pieces are working, they can compete with anybody, but they haven't been able to find that consistency on the defensive end to get enough stops in a row where they're not getting into a disadvantageous situation from time to time. And that's the place that the Hokies need to get them there tonight, because their attacks are very similar. They use the high ball screens to get the guards downhill, and the Hokies have not done a good job defending that. And I think Miami's capable of making them pay for that. The question is whether Virginia Tech is capable of making Miami pay for that, because Miami is a little bit longer and a little bit more athletic than Virginia Tech is, and that's certainly not something that has been a rarity.
You can listen tonight starting at 8:30, 96.1 The Planet. John Lazor, Mike Burnett from Miami Hurricanes and the Hokies. While I'm pricking your brain about college basketball, this Saturday, the committee, for the first time ever, they're going to unveil the top 16 teams by region, by seeds. Do you like this? Do you wish they would unveil the entire bracket as they see it now? Do you not like this at all?
I don't like it at all. If I have to choose between, I guess I'd go indifferent if that was a choice. Absolutely not in terms of revealing the entire bracket. I love the way that it's always been. Selection Sundays from when I was about 5 years on has been one of my favorite days of the year. And I think there's just so much intrigue when you have no idea a lot of times going into these.
And I think we have lost John. All right, let him get back to his orange juice and his waffle robe. Clearly he doesn't like it. Thanks to John Lazor, the voice of the Hokies, brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff there for you in any case.